Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app, and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2992, Tap into the Potential of Way Power by Carl Stabe of digtofly.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, the guy that reads blogs or articles to you every single day of the year, including weekends and holidays. Thank you for coming back to listen every day. And if you've ever shared the show, that's how I'm able to keep going. And with that, let's get right to our next article as we optimize your life. Tap into the potential of way power by Carl Stabe of digtofly.com. I was stuck. I wasn't sure how to get over this hump that I had of public speaking. My palms would sweat. That's an understatement. If you shook my hand before I would go on stage, you would feel like you were shaking fins with a fish. It's gross. Still happens to me when my anxiety kicks up too high, which usually happens when I speak to groups of people. That's why I switched to a fist bump instead of a handshake before I speak. I would have mini panic attacks if I had to present to a group of people. My face would break out in pimples and a cold sore would form on the side of my mouth. It was awful. My anxiety was hard to handle. My goal was to help people work happier. This was over 10 years ago, and it's what led me to my path of becoming an EQ, emotional intelligence, coach. That's why even if you don't know what you want to do, it's important to keep building your skill set. I suggest to most of my clients that they start with a gratitude practice. When you focus on gratitude, you are using way power instead of willpower. Way power pulls you forward, and willpower is an internal push. Way power is your connection to your why. Willpower is forcing yourself to do something because you think you should. This wears you down. You deplete your energy with willpower. Way power actually energizes you. It's the wind behind your mental sails. You can build your way power through gratitude. If you know you'll be presenting to your peers at an upcoming meeting and you are dreading it, then you have a choice. You can force yourself to do it, gritting through it, or you can find little slivers of gratitude about why you want to do it, how you can do it well, and doing those things to help your presentation. When you understand your why, then you are one step closer to being grateful for what the opportunity has to offer. This is how I began to use the most important tool in my mindset toolbox, gratitude. The best way to build confidence is to be grateful for each thought and emotion. Quote, fear is excitement without the breath. Fritz Perls. If I could be grateful for my anxiety, then I can use it to lean into the challenging things that would really help me grow my career. This is way power at its best. So I listed why I wanted to push through my fear and speak to groups of people. I'll teach people how to grow their EQ. I'll teach people to reduce their stress and anxiety. I'll teach people to see opportunity in their failures. These are my North Star reasons, and it got me excited to go a little deeper. Then I listed why I was grateful for public speaking. It helps me reach more people with my message. It gives me a boost of energy that very few things do. It challenges me to have a clear communication plan that people can understand and apply to their lives. Then I listed why I was grateful for my fear of public speaking. It exposes my fear of judgment from others and how I need to practice letting go of this judgment. It shows me that even though I'm scared, I can still do it. My mindset is much more flexible and I can enjoy difficult things. It makes my hands sweat and reminds me that I need to do a better job of slowing down and breathing before I go in front of people. After this last list, I felt so much better. I was clear about my why, and that motivated me to take action. When I stood in front of the group of executives and explained why they should work on their emotional intelligence, I felt much more calm than I thought was possible. My anxiety felt manageable. It was a nerve-wracking talk, but it went really well. I felt empowered after it was done. The Q&A went well, and I had science to back up my talk. Your mindset toolbox. It's important that you understand the difference between way power and willpower. If you force yourself to do the difficult thing, you will deplete your energy. There's only so much willpower that you have each day. If you understand your why and feel grateful for the opportunity to improve your life, then you have a better chance of making a new habit a daily reality. For example, if you want to start exercising every day and you can focus on why you enjoy exercising and what you enjoy about it, then you'll have the mindset momentum to make it happen. This takes lots of practice, but the more you do it, the easier it gets. You have to work at building the habit. So before you begin, ask yourself three questions. Number one, why do I want to build this new habit? Number two, why would I be grateful for this new habit? And number three, what do I enjoy when I practice this new habit? These questions will inspire you to start building the habit. Your turn. I suggest starting small. For example, if you struggle to build up a daily exercise habit, then focus on the smallest exercise that you can do. Look at your least painful exercise and do just 1 minute every single day. For instance, try doing yoga for 1 minute every day. Anyone can do yoga for 1 minute. The idea is to make it so easy that you can say yes to it. Once you do 1 minute a day for 7 days, you can increase to 2 minutes for the next 7 days. You build your internal momentum that makes it easier to keep expanding your habit to where you really want it to be. What do you want to improve over the next few months? I suggest starting with a 7-day challenge. It's a great way to kickstart the habit you want and strengthen your neural pathways. You just listened to the post titled "Tap into the Potential of Way Power" by Carl Stabe of digtofly.com. Thank you to Carl. A nice little quote in there to remember. He said, "Way power pulls you forward and willpower is an internal push. Way power is your connection to your why. Willpower is forcing yourself to do something because you think you should. This wears you down. You deplete your energy with willpower. Way power actually energizes you. It's the wind beneath your mental sails." I think even if you don't use gratitude to do this, like he suggested towards the beginning of this article, finding that something that drives you instead of using willpower could be a nice trick to try out. What's that something that gets you excited from time to time? Or when you wake up excited, why is that? Maybe there's something there that you can use instead of willpower. And like you said, you can use that for new habits you want to build or for things that might make you anxious. Lots of potential use cases. And the asking why thing is something we talked about yesterday, so you can check out that episode for a little bit more about that topic. But definitely something to try. Let me know how it goes. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.